Probably a good song. You had the Baptist and Pentecost.
But you were born Catholic, I'm sure.
Yeah, I was. I was born Catholic.
They had a good, they bound out and had a good one. I know Kelly was born a Catholic, and I know his mama was. I call him Mrs. Hopewind Mama.
Yeah.
But I know him as good when she was born a Catholic.
That's pretty nice of him. I got it.
You want some?
Is what?
Bruce.
Right.
I thought I had a pen here.
Yeah, and you were, Mr. You were born? Raised here?
I was born and raised near Chitanya, Louisiana. It's a little old bitty town northeast of here.
Yeah. Can I borrow a pen, Bruce? You know, have you got one?
Give me one.
I can write on?
Thank you. I just want to get this where just a little history of your family. You can tell me about that. But Chitanya
is a real small town.
Yes, sir.
And that's where I was born and raised.
It's in this parish?
No, I think it's Evangeline Parish. But my dad's farm, most of it was in St. Landry. And then when I bought this farm, but most of my farm is in Acadia Parish.
Yeah,
so St. Landry Parish comes to a point right here, you know. It's real narrow. And Acadia, Evangeline, and St. Landry are all close, right around here.
Oh, I see. Okay. And you farm, and your father was a farmer also.
Right. Why don't you fix this heat your coat, Chief?
I don't care for one, thank you.
I want one. I'm burning up.
Okay. You just got in from what?
Yeah, from closing up a field, from irrigating to plant rice.
Yes.
You know, plant rice. I was one of 11 children, and we had a fairly large rice farm right near Chitanya. And that's all I've ever known, you know.
When you came up, what sort of house?
Oh, we were in a nice home, a large home.
Yeah.
We were fairly well off, I guess you could call it.
Uh-huh.
Did well. Now, we didn't have the conveniences of town people. Matter of fact, I went all through high school without ever having a telephone. It's not that we didn't have the money, there wasn't any telephones up there. And I can remember as a child, we'd heat by the fireplace. Not because we couldn't afford gas, but there just wasn't any gas lines out there.
Yes.
And you know, that sort of thing. When you live in the country, you're missing a lot of things like sewer system, telephones. Of course, we're fairly close to town right here, and we have all of that.
Okay, now, the town that you're close to here is?
Eunice.
And it's in?
St. Landry Parish.
But you didn't have regular modern conveniences back in those days, did you?
No, not out in the country. Now, people in town had telephones and that sort of thing.
Okay, for heat, what'd you have? I mean, when you...
As I grew up, I guess when I was about 10 years old, we got gas.
Yes, sir.
But till then, we had fireplaces.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. Okay, now, tell me about the fireplace, all about... Did you have chores to keep that thing?
Well, I wasn't that big of a boy then, you know, I was just 10.
Yes.
Some of the chores that I did, what you probably have in mind, like milking a cow or something.
Yeah.
In other words, we didn't have a milk truck coming around every day to deliver milk. We had to milk cows if we wanted fresh milk. And that's one of the things that I did as a child, milk cows, feed the animals. We had work horses and stuff like that.
Yes.
And we took care of those. My dad had a large farm. He grew, I guess, maybe 300 acres of rice, but he had also maybe four or five tenant farmers that grew, they were sharecroppers.
Yes.
They'd grow sweet potatoes, cotton, and corn, and that sort of stuff. And we'd furnish the draft animals, they call them.
Yes.